Rav Shanachem Beis, the top of the Daf. Amar Rav Yehuda Marad. Yisrael v'nochri b'pnimis, v'Yisrael b'chitzon. You have a goy and a Jew living together in a chotzer. That's an inner chotzer to an outer chotzer where there's one Jew living. So you have the Jew in the outer chotzer and the Jew and the goy in the inner chotzer. So, bo maisa lefnei Rebbe v'osar, lefnei Reb Chiya v'osar. So this maisa came and they ushered the Jews from carrying from their houses into the chotzer. Yosef Rabba v'Rav Yosef b'shil hai pirkei v'Rav Sheshes. So Rab and Rav Yosef were sitting in the Beis Medrash, where Rav Sheshes was giving the drasha, the shir, the Yosef Rav Sheshes the Komar, and Rav Sheshes said the following: Keman Omra Rav Lishmaise. When Rav said that, it's Osir, who did he say it like? For a mate. That the reason it's Osir is because even one Jew, Osirs, with a goy. And therefore, it's talking with these Yidden. Made an Erev, and they weren't socher the Rishus of the Goy, and therefore it's awesome. Right. And the reason is, not because there's two Jews here, because the Jews don't answer each other, one from the other. Right? It's awesome because the Jew and the Goy are awesome anyway, and therefore it's regel ha'oser, bimkomo answers the other one too. So the other one's chotzer is also asher. Since the Jew and the goy are living in the inside chotzer, the Jew is asher, because according to Rav Meir, even one Jew is asher with a goy. So now the Jew who's there, right, is asher to carry into his chotzer. And he has to go through the outside chotzer. So regel ha'asher bimkomo is asher's even shalov bimkomo. And therefore he ashers on the other Jew, whom also from carrying. So Karkish Rabba Reshe. So Rabba shook his head. Om Rav Yosef. Trey Gavri Rabbi Karabonan Litu Bahai Milsa. Two big people made a mistake in this city. Ikra Meir Lomali Yisrael Bechitzon. If it's a mayor, why do you need the Jew outside altogether? It just said that there's a Jew and a goy living in a chotzer, and the Jew is also. And I know whatever other halachas there are, why do you need the Jew outside? Why does the case have to include a Jew who lives in the outside chotzer? It's totally irrelevant. The reason that the Jew in the outside chotzer is osur is because the Jew in the inside chotzer is osur. And the Jew in the inside chotzer is osur because it's like Reb Meir. So if the halacha is like Reb Meir, and that's why the one in the inside chotzer is osur, because of the goy, and the one in the outside chotzer is osur, because he has grisus haregel, and he's regel ha'asura bimkomo. He's also in his chatzar, and he has to go through the other chatzar to get out, so that's irrelevant to the case. If you'll tell me that, well, that's the way the maisa was. Right? The shaila was asked on a maisa that happened, and there happened to be a Jew living in the outer chatzar, in a chanami. The same halacha would have been if there was no Jew living in the outside chatzar. But that was the way the metzias of the case. Versus v'habo mirav. Pnimi bimkomo mahu. Maisa, they asked in this same case, what is the halacha of the guy in the inside chotzer? The Jew in the inside chotzer, is he mutter or asur? V'omar lohen mutter. He said he's mutter, not like Reb Meir. Right? So we don't pass like Reb Meir. We don't hold that one Jew and one goy is asur. If it's only one Jew, it's mutter. So you can't say that's the reason why over here it's asur. Because of the one Jew in the inside chotzer, the Elamai of Elazar and Yaakov. Elamai, it doesn't go like Reb Meir. And the reason that the one Jew is mutter in the chotzer with the goy is because there's only one Jew. So it goes like Reb Elazar and Yaakov. Ay ha'amrat shushnei Yisrael osim ze'alzeh. Right. So according to Reb Elazar and Yaakov, the guy in the inside chotzer should be mutter because he's only living with one goy. With the only one Jew and one goy. And the guy in the outside chotzer should also be mutter. Because it's regel ha muteras bimkoma, doesn't aser on what's it called, by Drisus Aregel on the outside one, like we learned before. Right? Since this guy is mutter in his own chatzar, even though he didn't make an Eruv with the guy in the outside chatzar, right? But we say that Al Kofin Al Midas Sodom, he can be mishtamish in his own chatzar, right, and not have anything to do with the other guy. And the Chazon Ish explains, the concept is, that therefore his ishtamshus in the outside chatzar is just peripheral. He's like a guest to the outside guy. It's not like a dyer in the other guy's chatzar. So even though he has to go, and therefore he can walk through, and that doesn't aser the other guy. He becomes like a guest. A guest doesn't aser. Now, somebody's a guest in somebody's house for Shabbos, there's nothing to make an Eruv with him. He's a guest in his house. He's not another householder. Only householders have to make. So if this guy is not a householder, he's just a guest when he walks through, so that's fine. He's not mishtamish in the other guy's chatzar, he's just walking through. So that's what the Rabbanan hold. Therefore, if the first guy is mutter, because he's only living alone with the goy, then the second guy should be mutter too. And they shouldn't, what's it called, they shouldn't need an Eruv. Each one should be mutter in their own thing. The first one can't carry into the second one's chatzar. And the second one can't carry into the first one's chatzar. But each one can carry into their own chatzar. And the fact that the first one walks through the second one, the outside chatzar, doesn't ask for it because he's mutter in his own place. He's mutter in his chatzar because only one Jew and one goy. And then mainly he doesn't ask for on the other one's chatzar according to the Rabbana. Only according to Rabbi Akiva does he ask for. Look, Rabbi Akiva. It must be that it goes like Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, but like Rabbi Akiva, who holds the Omar Regel Hamuteris ben Komo Serish Shalom ben Komo. That even though the first one is mutter in his chatzar, and the second one is mutter in his chatzar, but since the first one has access through the second one, he asers. He's not considered like an oreach. He's considered like a dyer. Since he has to go through the other one, he's considered like a householder in the other one's chatzar, and they didn't make an eruv. So Mela, the guy in the outside chatzar, can't carry into his chatzar because he's basically assured by the other guy he didn't make an Erev with. There's two people living in that chatzar, one because he has to pass through it, and one who actually lives there, and they didn't make an Erev. And that's only according to Rabbi Akiva. So Mara says, if that's the case, Lama Li Nachri, then what do you need the guy for? Afilu Yisrael Nami, even if it would only be a Jew living in the inside chatzar. But since they didn't make an Eruv together, the guy who's mutter in his own chatzar asers on the other guy. So either way they're awesome. Why do you need the case with the goy? So it's not because the Jew is living with the goy and the Jew is aser, therefore, according to a mayor, so according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that the Jew is mutter. So what do you need the goy for? Right? Even a Jew who's mutter in his own chatzar asers on someone else that he has to pass through if he didn't make an Eruv with him. So the goy is irrelevant over here. So what do you need the goy for? So Omer Avuhuna Bereid of Yeshua, the Olam Krab Elezer ben Yaakov. No, it goes like Krab Elezer ben Yaakov, that one goy, one Jew, and one goy aren't awesome. And therefore, the Jew in the inner chatzar is mutter to carry into the chatzar from his house. Uka Rabbi Akiva. But it also holds like Rabbi Akiva, that even though the Jew in the inner chatzar is mutter, and that's what Rab said, that the Pnimi Bimkomo is mutter, the guy in the inside chatzar, who's living with the goy, is allowed to carry into his chatzar, because one Jew and one goy don't aser. Still, what's it called? The outer Jew is aser, because, like Rabbi Akiva, Regel Hamuteris Bimkoma is aser's even, what's it called, Shalom Bimkoma. Where it says, V'hachamai Eskinan, so then why do you need the goy for? They did make an Eruv. The inside guy and outside guy made an Eruv. The time, so if they made an Eruv and there wouldn't be any goy, then there'd be mutter. Right? They made an Eruv. The two chatzeres made an Eruv together, and there's no regel hamuteres bimkoma aser shalom bimkoma, it's all bimkoma. So they made an Eruv, and they can carry from their houses into both chatzeres. But since there's a goy, the time of the ikon nachri, who the asher. Now there's a goy. The problem is that since there's a goy and they made an Eruv, so it's two Jews living together with the goy. You don't look at them as separate. You look at them as together. If they're together and two Jews living with a goy, right, now the Jews are Asher. Because they had to be Socher the Rishus of the Goy, and they weren't Socher the Rishus of the Goy. So they're both Asher now, because of the Goy. If Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov holds that it's only where there are two Jews living, where they Asher one on the other. But if they have an Erev and they don't Asher one on the other, then the Chorot should be Mutter, right? So you have to say that the Gemara is Maskana. There are some Holner like that. It's only according to Rabbi Akiva that Regel Hamuteres Bimkoma Aser Shalom Bimkoma. So even though they made an Erev, since original Goy Asers both of them, Mamela, can't carry from one to the other. The Erev doesn't help. But And it's, the reason is not anymore because Dafka coins Rabbi Akiva. Even if you'd hold that there's Mutter, right, that the Regel Ha Muteris from Koma is Mutter, doesn't Asr, still be Asr over here. Because over here it's a Xera because of the fact that they're living with a Goy. It has nothing to do necessarily with the fact that the inside one has drisus haregel, has access through the outside one. It's mashmash in the Gemara that it depends on that. That it has to have two things, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that it's one Jew and one Goy wouldn't Aser, but the reason it's Aser over here is because, regel hamuteres b'mkoma, like Rabbi Akiva, Aser's in the other place. But if it wouldn't be like Rabbi Akiva, then it would be Mutter, since they made an Erev. The Lamaisa, most Rishonim learn not like that. They say that the fact that it says Rabbi Akiva is a Ravka de Milsa. But even according to the Rabban, it's Aser over here. Because in the end, you have two Jews living with a Goy, because they made an Erev. Manashach. If they didn't make an Erev, right, so then, it would be, even if they didn't make an Erev, it'd still be Aser, according to this opinion. Why? Because since the inside one, lives with the Goy, and he walks out towards the outside one, it's Shriach to live with a Goy like that, where there's a Yid on the outside and a Yid and a Goy on the inside. Because if the outside Jew comes and checks on the other Jew, the Goy's not going to be able to say, well, he left, if he kills him. Because if he left, I would have seen him. He'd have to go through my chotzer. We'll get that in a few seconds. So therefore, it's usual, but it's not unusual for two Jews to live with a Goy in such a way where one of them's living in the chotzer alone with the Goy, since there's another Jew in the outside chotzer. And since that's usual, the Rabbanan made the Isser of not being able to carry, even if you made an Eruv, if you weren't Socher, the Rishus of the Goy. And therefore, what's it called over here? It's Asr no matter what. Okay. Even though they made an Eruv.
I thought one bias going into a chotzer is not actually a chotzer.
What?
I thought you need two buttons for a chotzer. So the outside chotzer itself should be not nashav like a chotzer. Maybe nashav like a button.
Okay, it could be that this Gemara doesn't hold like you need the two buttons. Even one bias and one chotzer. It's machlokis. This Gemara doesn't hold like that. In a chanami, you have to say something. Otherwise, you have to be more houses. That's only legabe other halachas also. Could be that's only legabe what's considered a shir or whatever. This is legabe eruvin. This kind of eruv v'chetzeras, the far you don't need that. You don't need that. Well, here there's two houses. There's a goy's house and a Jew's house in the inner chatzah. What? The outside chatzah, again, doesn't make a difference.
Maybe that's how you could answer it. The outside chatzah is not shaped like a bias, and therefore all you have is one chatzah with.
Yeah, but he's still walking through the other guy's house.
The chatzar pnimi is considered like the chatzar of the bais achitzon also, because the whole thing is not just like his bais.
I don't think so. It's not totally in that. Okay. Okay. But let's see Rashi. Yisrael v'nochri v'pnimi shtei chatzeros zul v'pnimi zul, two chatzeros, one outside the other, the inner chotzer walks through the outside chotzer. He assered the outside guy carrying into his chotzer till they're masker from the goy. After Rav Sheshet finishes drasha, He said to Reb Meir, the Loboy Shnei Yisrael Moshim Zal Zeh. Why is it Osir over here? Right? Because it goes to Reb Meir. And the inner guy living with the guy is Osir. So he's Regel HaOsir Osir Bimkomo. And he walks through the outside guys. And Elias is on him too. Karchish Rabba Rei Shei Hodol Dvorav. And Rabba agreed. So Rav Yosef said, how could two people make such a mistake? Lama Li Yisrael B'chitzom? Why do you need the Jew on the outside? If it's because of the guy on the inside, then the first Jew is also no matter what. Forget about the Jew on the outside. The Mashmi Tabo'in and Shnei Yisrael. Mashmi, you need two Jews. That the case had to be where there's two Jews here. Pnimi Mimkoma B'chatzra Pnimis. And in fact, Rav was asked about the inside Jew. What's his halacha? Is he allowed to carry into his chatzra or not? Ma'u lahosin beishu lachatzra. Amar lahem utar. Amar lo asr ela b'chitzonah. Shurishu Shnei Yisrael and Sholetes Bo. In the inside chatzar, where there's only one Jew and one guy, is mutter. The Isser is in the outside chatzar, because there already there's two Jews. But it's mashma that not like Reb Meir. So it's going to Reb Meir, even the inside chatzar of the Isser. Osrim zalzeh, v'honi lav osrim zalzeh, ninhu. Right? It's only where you have two Jews who asr one on the other. Here they don't asr one on the other. Why? D'ha amri rabbanim ishilai pirkin, regel hamuteres m'koma, eino aseres shalom m'koma. They don't ask her because the inside guy, even though he walks through the outside guy, is mutter in his place. He's allowed to carry into his chatzar. So the fact that he walks through the outside chatzar, even though they didn't make an eruv, doesn't ask her the outside guy from carrying into his chatzar. Because he's regular muteris from koma. You shouldn't do so with the afal pishlo irvahima, even though they make an eruv together. The elo rav karabi akiva sirla. You have to say that rav also karabi akiva. And therefore, it's two Yisraelim who asr one on the other, because since the first guy, even though he's mutter in his own place, but he has to walk through the other guy's place, and they didn't make an Eruv, so he asrs on the outside guy. That's why, what's it called, it's asr. Hilkach asr nachri alai. Lame li mishum nachri, what did the guy then? Yisrael pnimi l'chudei nami osra l'chitza. Even if there wouldn't be any guy, and it just be an inside guy who's allowed to carry from his chatzar, from his bias into his chatzar, but since he has drisa sarego on the second guy, and he'd make an eruv with him, he asks on the second guy, going to Rabbi Akiva. What do you need the goy for? Or it says, la'olam kerbalezi, mishum hachi pnim b'mkoma mutter. So really, the halacha is like this. It's going to Rabbi Lezer. That's why the inside guy who's only living alone with the goy is mutter to carry into his chatzar. The chitzon osir, so why is the outside guy osir? Mishum drisus haregel de pnimi. And that goes according to Rabbi Akiva. The kivan de osir alei havilu b'chitzon de shnei Yisraelim. Ha'osrim zal zeh. And since, what's it called, he osirs the outside guy, so now it's two Jews living in two chatzeros with a goy, where they osir one on the other, right? And that's why, even if they made an Eruv, it's not good. That's the Kiddush over here. They made an Eruv together. But it's not going to help. Since they made an Eruv together, right? Since without the Eruv, the Goy would Aser, the Jew would Aser the outside guy. So there's Shnei Yisraelim, one Aser and the other one, right? So the Eleka Nachri Ki Eruv Ushari. But if there wouldn't be a Goy, then it would be what's it called, bimutter. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, right, but if it wouldn't be a goy, it'd be mutter, because he wouldn't need shiras. They made an eruv. They made an eruv, it's fine. Because there's a goy, even though they made an eruv, and they weren't socher, the rishus of the goy, it's awesome. That's how the Gemara learns. And again, it would seem from here, that if you don't know hold of Rabbi Akiva, it should be mutter, because it's still regular hamuteris mkoma. He said, there's many Rishonim hold that even if the Gemara just mentioned Rabbi Akiva L'Rav for the Milsa. According to Rabbi Akiva, for sure it's also. Even according to the Rabbanan, that it's mutter, what's it called normally with the Goy, over here, since it's Shriach, even though it's not, wouldn't Aser one on the other. But two Yisraelim that live with the Goy in a way that Shriach is what's called Asers, even if they don't Aser one on the other. That's how most Rishonim learn, and therefore it's also La Halacha too, even not like Rabbi Akiva, even though the Gemara mentioned Rabbi Akiva. Okay. Bo minei Rabbi Lezer mirad. Rabbi Lezer asked Rav the following shayla. Yisrael v'nochri b'chitzoma. the opposite case. You have a Jew and a Goy in the outside Chatzar. The Yisrael of the Pnimis, and one lone Jew in the inside Chatzar. Mahu. What's Allah over there? Hashem time Mishim the Shriyat the Dyer, the Mirsus Nachri, the Sover Hashto Asri Yisrael. The first case, where the Jew and the Goy were in the inner Chatzar, and the Jew alone was in the outer Chatzar, so it's considered like two Jews living with a Goy. Why? Because it's Shriach to live like that. Why? Because a Jew is going to take the risk of living alone with a Goy, even though the Goy could kill him, because there's a Jew on the outside. And if the Jew on the outside comes to check up to see how the Jew is on the inside, and the Goy killed him, well, he doesn't want anybody to know. So what will he say? What can he say? Well, he left. What do you mean he left? If he left, he should have walked through my chatzah. I didn't see him. So the Goy is going to be afraid to kill the Jew because he has no alibi, right, that where is the Jew? He can't say he left because if he left, I should have seen him walk through my chatzah. So in that kind of case, it's shchiach for a Jew to live with a Goy. And since it's shchiach, the Rabbanan, what's it called, Bergoza. And therefore, it's also in that case. The Shavar Hashtos Yisrael, the Omer Li Yisrael, the Havi Gaboch Hecha. Right? Because the Goy is always afraid that the outside Jew is going to check up on the inside Jew, and he's not going to be able to make up a story that he left. Aval Hocha, Aminole Nothik, Ozole, right? But over here, they're not going to live like that. Two Jews aren't going to live with a Goy where they live in two different chatzeros, where the Goy and the Jew are in the outer chatzer. Because if the inner Jew comes to check on the outer Jew, where is he? The Goy has an easy excuse. He left. He went away for the day. Not dead. He went away for the day. So the Goy will kill him. Say he went away. I don't know where he is. Hide his body. And therefore, it's lo shchiach to live in that way. And therefore, the Rabbanan didn't make exera. And therefore, the Erev will help even without shchiras v'shus. O dilma hachinami mirsus. Or maybe not. Maybe here also, it's shchiach to live like that, because the Goy is still afraid. The Sover Hashto Asi Yisrael v'chazili. He's always afraid that the inside Jew is going to come and see what he's doing. He'll catch him in the act of killing him. So maybe, therefore, it's still, what's it called, shchiach to live with one Goy and one Jew in a chatzar, if there's another Jew in a separate chatzar. Okay? So, then if it's shchiach, then the Rabbanan made the gzeira. And you have to be socher rishus. And there'll be usher in that case also. Omar lei, tein lechachem v'yech b'mod. What's it called? You can infer taka, the taka be usher. That case is also usher. That's how Rashi learns. Rashi, tein lechachem, demirsus nachri, laharog is Israel. The Goy is afraid to kill the Jew. As long as the Goy is not afraid to kill the Jew, Jews don't live with Goyim where their life is in danger. And therefore it's milsud lo shchiach, and in that case the Rabbanan didn't make exera. That's why it has to be two Jews living with the Goy, right, what's it called, in a way, either they asr on each other, or that it's shchiach to live. That's what we're saying now, that it's not lavdavka in a case where they asr one on the other. Even they wouldn't asr one on the other. Like we said, even if it would be like the Rabbanan, that regel hamuteris from koma doesn't asr. But if it's shchiach to live like that, the Rabbanan made exera. And the mele, even an erev won't help unless you're socher rishus. So, but if it's lo shchiach, then the Rabbanan didn't make the gzera. And you don't have to be socher rishus, and the Erev itself will help. So Mara says that where the outer, the Goy, the Jew and the Goy are in the inner one, and the other Jew is in the outer one, it's for sure shchiach to live like that. Why? Because the Goy is afraid to kill the Jew. Hadorimo, who lives with him in the inner chatzer, the sover us Yisrael d'chitzon, of a tovel leminoi. He is afraid that the outer Jew will come and check up on the inner Jew and ask him where he is. But though Matsina Lamer Lay Nothik Ozolay, the Broy, and he's not going to be able to say he left for the day because the Omar Ihavi Nothik Anochazoile. That's not true. If he would have left, I would have seen him go through my chatzar. So therefore, it's shchiach to live like that. One Jew in the outer chatzar and one Jew with the guy in the inner chatzar. But how about the other way around? So Gemara says, "Tein lechachem v'yechemol ki hechi dehasam asur hachanami asur." Same thing, and hachanami, it's still shchiach to live, even where the lone Jew is in the Jew with the goy is in the outer chatzar. So the goy has an excuse to say he left for the day, but he's afraid that the inner Jew is going to, what's it called, check up on him and catch him in the act of the murder. And therefore, what's it, he's not going to murder the guy. So therefore, it's shiach to live like that. Because the Jew is not afraid to live with the goy, because the other Jew will check up on him and make the goy afraid to do anything wrong. Okay. Reish Lakish and Talmidei de Rabbi Chanina iklu lahu pundek. Reish Lakish and the Talmidei Rabbi Chanina came to a certain inn, the Lohavi Socher, and the goy. What's it called, who was renting the apartment. It was like apartments. They rented them. So the goy who was renting the apartment wasn't there for Shabbos. The Havi Masker. But the goy who owned the inn was there. Omru Mahu Lameger Mine. So they said, can we rent the reshus of the goy who's not here from the innkeeper? Okay, the guy who rented the room from the innkeeper wasn't there to rent from him, and he was the one who was living there, but the innkeeper was there. So can we rent the reshus of the socher from the masker? Where he can't take away, to get him out of there before the zman, they made up a time, and he can't renege on that and get him out before, so Loti boil of the law agreement. The masker has nothing to do with the socher. He's completely separated from the socher. He has absolutely no rishus to do anything in that guy's rishus till his man is up. If he rented him for 2 days, he can't get him out before the 2 days, then they have no connection. You can't rent from the masker. He has no connection to the socher. Kiti boy, hechad emotzim masalikli. Where he could throw him out before the time, so it's like he has tfisas yad in the other guy's rishus, because he could throw him out at any time. So he can come into the guy's house and tell him to get out. So now he's like Skiru Velikitu, the Ritva says. He's like his worker. Because he has connection, he has some kind of reshus, and this guy's reshus to come in and throw him out. So that's the Shaila. My, Kivin the Masi Masalik Leagrina. Since he could throw him out, he's considered like Skiru Velikitu, and he, what's it called, therefore you could rent it from the master, even though the soaker's not here. Dil Mahashta Mio Halo Salke. The Mice, as long as he doesn't get him out, he has nothing to do in that guy's rishus. He only has to be in his rishus if he gets him out, but he didn't get him out. So as long as he's not deciding to get him out, he has no connection. That's the shayla. Omer lahen Reish Lakish, Niskor. Okay, let's rent the rishus. We're not sure. It's a suffix, but suffix Rabban Lakula. Eruv is only the Rabban. And what's it called? So we'll be Makel, because it's a suffix. We're the suffix and din over here, which we can't be Mavire. So today is Shabbos. We don't have anybody to ask. So we'll be Mekel. We have a suffix. And when we get to the, after Shabbos, to Rabbo Seinu Shabbadarom, we'll ask them the Shaila. Also Shaila Rav Athas. So they came to Rav Athas and they asked him the Shaila. Amr Lohen, Yotha Asisim Shesachartem. You were right. He could be Socher the Rishon. Since he has the right to throw him out, he, what's it called, is considered like Shiru Lakitu. And you could rent from him, even though the goy isn't there. Okay? So there's a problem over here, though. Because we said, if the goy's not there, he doesn't ask it. Dira of a goy, when he's not there, doesn't ask it. It's only when he's there is he asks it. So what was the problem over here? The goy wasn't there. So we'll see Rashi says over here. Rashi says, Ikula Pundit, to have a diary bay bahu chaser tre Yisrael and v'chad nachi. There were two Jews and a goy in that chotzer. Okay? Shesachar is diraso mechadero nachri. And he rented from the innkeeper. The innkeeper was a goy. And there were two Jews who rented rooms in this inn, and a goy that rented a room. So there were two Jews living together with a goy, which normally would have asked her unless they were socher his rishos. But also Shabbos lohaya shamos nachri. Hasocher. El nachri hamaske. The nachri, who was the tenant, wasn't there. But the innkeeper was there. V'hoyu yureim, shema yovo nachri b'shabbos. Says Rashi, what was the problem? If the goy would be out of town, and he wouldn't come back, there's no problem. Because a goy's rishus doesn't asr when he's not there. They were afraid he was going to come back on Shabbos. And then Taki does asr. And then there would be asr during whenever he came back. pundik yesh bo chadorim psuchim lechatzer v'achsenayim nichnasim bohem. A pundik is an inn where they have a lot of rooms that open into a chatzer. The osim zels ever Shabbos. There's a Truma Sadeshin that says that if nobody is a balabais, there's no balabais, there's just renters. Renters don't ask for one on the other. You have a lot of people who are what's it called, guests, not renters, guests in a place, not renters, guests. People come as guests for Shabbos, right? And none of them are balabais, then what's it called, then they don't ask for one on the other. But if you have one who's a, what's it called, who's a bona fide balabais, then the what's it called, the guests also ask. Orchin that are there for less than 30 days do aser what's it called if there's a balabayas that's kavua. But if everybody, no, it's the opposite. If there's a balabayas kavua, then the guests are not considered dayorim, and therefore it's all considered like one balabayas. You don't need neighbor. But if there's no balabayas, they're all guests. Then the aser. What? Then he's not there. It's a goy who owns it, and he's not there. Right, goy owns it, he's not there. So you have a hotel that's owned by a goy, right? And he's not there. Bechlal. So the only people there are guests for less than 30 days. Then what's it called? If the balabais is there, then the guests don't answer. One balabais and a million guests don't answer. But if there's only guests, then the guests become the dayorim, and there they answer one or the other. Okay, let's go on. Hechid lo motzi mesalik le maskel esocher ad zmano. If you can't get him out before the time, right, then lo siboyeloch, devadi la bershusehu. It's not the maskel has nothing to do with the socher. The lo matzin le megrabina, you can't rent it from the maskel. So they said, we don't know what the halacha is. Nishkar, the sofik divrei lahaka. We have a sofik in din. We can't be mavarit. Sofik derabanan lakula. So we'll rent and we'll be matarit. And later we'll rest the shayla and be mavarit. Maybe the next time it'll be yosher. Okay, let's go on. Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef, Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Rabbi Asi, iklu lahu pundit. Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef, Rabbi Chia bar Abba, and Rabbi Asi came to an inn. The osam nochri, Mori the pundit b'shabsa. And they were in the inn, and the goy wasn't there, and therefore Friday night they what's it called were able to carry. They made an eruv, right? But the goy came on Shabbos, and they weren't socher as a shush, because he wasn't there, and he wasn't in Nasana. So they were allowed to carry into the chotzer from their rooms because the goy wasn't there. But now he's there. So Amru Mao the Meger Mine Can we rent now on Shabbos? And there are a few problems, which the Gemara will discuss as we go on. One problem is renting on Shabbos Bechlal, is Mecha Chomemka. Or maybe not. Maybe here it's only a fictitious kind of thing, so it's mutter. Second problem is maybe what's it called, that's what Gemara is going to discuss now, is Socher like making an Eruv or not? Or Socher like Mavachal Rishus? Mavachal Rishus you can do on Shabbos. But an Eruv had it made before Shabbos started. So is Socher like Mavachal? Or socher is like ma'ariv, right? And what was the last last problem? Those are the two major problems. So Mara says socher k'ma'ariv dami is socher rishos, like making an eruv. Since they had the eruv, but the eruv's no good without being socher rishos, it's an extension of the eruv. And an eruv had to be made before Shabbos started. You can't make the eruv on Shabbos. Mama arin bod yom at socher bod yom. Odilma socher ke mevatel rishos dami. Socher is a stronger way of being mevatel rishos. And that you can do. Mama mevatel rishos afilu b'Shabbos, at socher afilu b'Shabbos. Mevatel rishos, if people didn't make an eruv, one person forgot to make an eruv, so the halacha is that he could be mevatel his rishus, or they all can mevatel their rishus to one person, and that person then can carry from his house into the chatzar, and they can carry in the chatzar itself and carry from his house into the chatzar. Can't carry from their house into the chatzar. But that you can do even on Shabbos. So is socher like mevatel rishus, and you can do it even on Shabbos, or is socher like the eruv? It's an extension of the eruv. You can't do that on Shabbos. Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef Omer Nishkor, Ravasi Omer Lo Nishkor. So they had a machlokas. Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef said they could rent his rishos, and then Rashi says they'll have to mavakel the rishos. The Erev is bakel. Lamaisa, the Erev that they made before Shabbos when the goy wasn't there, as soon as the goy came, that Erev is bakel. So they can't make a new Erev because it's Shabbos. So the shaila is only, they should now rent the rishos from the goy. Now they won't be able to make an Erev because it's Shabbos. So what should they do? They're only mavakel the rishos to one of them. And that one will be able to carry from his house into the chatzar. They'll be able to carry from his house into the chatzar. They'll be able to carry in the chatzar itself. They still won't be able to carry from their houses, their rooms into the chatzar. But at least they'll have some benefit. That was the shayla. They can't be socher rishus, they can't do anything. Then they can't be mevatel rishus either. Because being mevatel rishus won't help. Because lemaisa, there's still, the goy is still there. He asks on all of them. There's more than one Jew. So Amar Lahu Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Nisma Chadivrei Zaken Gniska. So look, we have a machlokas again. Sofik to Rabbanan. Let's go after the Mekel and be Socher. Asu Shaila Rav Yochanan Amar Lahan Yofasi Sim Shesachartem. And after this, after Shabbos, they came to Rav Yochanan and they asked him the Shaila, and he said, "You did the right thing. You are allowed to be Socher." And then Taka Mevatel Rishos Rashi. The day before they could make an Eruv. Why? La Ruve Diorin di Israel. The Havi Bei Mishum Nochri Lo Asur Alayu. Hecha de Lese. We learned before. The Goy is not there, he doesn't ask. He only asks if he's there. But his Dira when he's not there is like a Dira Shel Behem. Dira Shel Behem. Velo Irvu Meesmo. Velo Havi Metavli Bechotzer. Ki asanachri amri maulam meger mine, vahadr nevatl rishus lagabichad, vahu miul lishri lahotzi. The way Tosus learns is, as soon as the goy came, even if they made an Eruv, it's not going to help. Right? Rashi seems to say they didn't make an Eruv, but there's other girsos of being Rashi that they did make an Eruv, but once the goy comes, the Eruv is bottom. So now what they can do is be socher rishus from the goy. They can't make another Eruv because it's Shabbos, but they'll be mevatl rishus to one of them, and something they'll be able to do now. That was the shayla. V'hadr nevach rishus agavichad, v'ahu miul ishtri lahotzi. From that house, they'll be able to carry them. He, the man in the house, and all of his guests can carry too. From his house, but not from the other houses. Ma mevach rishus afilu b'shabes, k'dish ma masnisim, v'esil omrin mishitesha. V'esil hold. That you're allowed to mevach rishus even on Shabbos itself. Bittul rishus helps even on Shabbos. Unlike the Eruv. Okay, so Lamaisa, that was the halachis. And Hanami, you could be mevatel rishus, you could be socher even on Shabbos.